have to try. So I refuse to buy.
I refuse to buy into this tiredness. All right, we're back, everybody. Now, some of you may or may not know that Frankie here is a part of a band called Funeral Tire. Frankie, so what's going on with Funeral Tire? You guys playing any shows soon?
Yeah. So we have, let's see, two shows? Yeah. Our most, let's see, the closest one is August 3rd. We're playing in Attleboro at this place called Patterson Creations.
Okay.
With this band, Makeshift, from Long Island. They're a super sick band. They're a pop-punk band. Good friends of ours. So that's going to be a fun gig. Then next one we got booked is not until September, but if I'm not mistaken, it is with our friends in Old Soul. Super sick band also. Shout out Jess Hall. Yeah, I mean, we're working on writing again. We have two albums out, trying to work on a third.
Yeah, and you guys just put out the second album, what was it, last year? Or was it the year before?
Yes, the most recent one came out last August? Oh, it's almost a year around, yeah.
Oh, wow, would you look at that?
Yeah.
But that's good. No, I really like you guys. So if I were to describe Funeral Attire to somebody who's never listened to them before, I would say, and I think you've said this too, but it's really pretty music set against angry slash sad vocals.
Oh, yeah. I just tell any person that asks me what we are, I'm just like, yeah, we're just pretty music with a lot of yelling over it.
And I think that's really interesting. I used to listen to a decent amount of hardcore when I was younger. Not as much anymore, but I do have my bands that I go back to. And that's what I really like about you guys is that I think you're a little different than a lot of hardcore music, especially a lot of current hardcore music where, you know, some of it's good, but a lot of the bands, in my opinion, are a little indistinguishable.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you guys definitely have a sound that's unique to your own, you
Thank
know?
You.
No problem. And yeah, I really like you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I think the best compliment we've ever gotten is from this guy Will Putney. He records a bunch of big, like, heavy bands that I really love. I look up to him as a producer at like 120,000%. And one day our bassist Chris was in Jersey at his studio, and He was asking the guys, he was like, have you ever heard of Funeral Attire? They're like counterparts, but sad. And I was like, that's sick. Like, I'll take that any day of the week.
I know you guys are good buddy with counterparts, right?
Yeah, Donus is really close with Brendan, all from the internet. Like, just because Donus is hilarious on the internet.
That's really funny. So that's how they met, is just because Donus
Straight
is funny?
Straight up on the internet. Yep. Brendan thought that Chris was absolutely hilarious, and that was how they became friends, and they've been super close since.
I had no idea that's how you guys met. It was just like through social media. That's really cool.
And
it just goes to show you how valuable it is to have someone like Donus in a band.
Oh, yeah. Donus is huge to have in a band. I mean, he was in a band before called Farewell Dreamer that was like,
I've heard of them, actually.
Decently big in the heavy scene.
If I'm not mistaken, they either played shows with Code of Kings or I heard about them.
Oh, they definitely through played Code shows of Kings. With Code of Kings.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Interesting.
Shout out John. I love John.
Shout out
Bridgie
Kenny McKean.
Studios. Yep. Shout out Kenny McKean.
I've met the other members, but I'm not on like terms with them. I haven't spoken to them in years. But anyways, so yeah, that's really cool. So you got a couple shows lined up. You guys are writing possibly a third album.
Yeah, hopefully a third. I don't know if we'll do like an EP like we did last time or a full length yet, but we're working on it slowly but surely.
All right, that's cool. Well, we are definitely going to play a Funeral Attire song since we're talking about it.
Oh, my.
And if you don't mind, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All right. We got to let the know world...
Let the know world.
Oh, boy.
There's no world.
Wow. You know, I've been up. I woke up pretty early this morning at like 7 a.m. I am normally very hydrated. I drink water all day. I'm like a water fanatic.
Lacking.
And I have not had much today because Mike, who I was on the radio show with earlier from 1 to 3 today, told me he was going to bring me some water when he stopped at Starbucks, and he forgot.
Great.
And so I have a hydro flask, and it's been pretty much empty all day. And your boy, Danny, could use some ice cold water. But
that would be nice.
We don't got that today. So I'm messing up my words. But my original thought was we got to let the world know what Funeral Attire sounds like.
Oh, my.
So that's why I'm going to put a song on. I'm thinking, all right, I know which one I'm going to play. So, everybody, this is funeral attire.
Oh!
We're back. So that last song that we just played, I played it for a specific reason. So fun fact, Frankie and I actually work together. Being here, you know, I love being here. It's not my day job, though. We work together, and I want to say like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, this song comes on the radio at work, and we're like, this is really good. This is it's like a jam. So
it's sick.
I look it up, and I'm like, huh, I wonder who sings this. And it turns out that was Rihanna. And I had no idea because, you know, I'm really only familiar with Rihanna's radio hits, which, you know, while I respect, I don't really listen to very much. So it's a Rihanna song. It's also actually a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover. It's a Tame Impala cover.
Yeah, and that was really cool to learn. And I went back and listened to the Tame Impala version. I actually prefer the Rihanna one.
Oh, 100%.
Simply because, like, say what you want about Rihanna. I mean, she does have a good voice.
She's
so
a fantastic voice.
She kills it. Anyways, fun fact about that song, right? It's good. And also, at the start of that little block of songs we played the Funeral Tire song. So Frankie is the drummer of that band, and that's cool because, in my opinion, the drumming is the best part.
Oh.
Because you're a sick drummer.
You're biased.
Yeah, probably. I've known you a long time. Maybe I am. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know what you're doing behind the drum set. You know what you're doing.
Thank you.
Anyways, so before we get to play you some more songs, I'm going to read you a quick PSA. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org. That's chris@sowma.org. Or visit our website at www.sowma.org. That's School on Wheels of Massachusetts. Thank you for caring about our kids. It's a little nice little PSA, right? Like,
I respect it heavily.
Yeah, of course. Whoever decides to volunteer for that, like, that's a really great cause.
Homelessness is a real issue.
It is. I mean, it is. And, you know, nothing's more, very few things are more heartbreaking than homeless children.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. Anyways, so the time is 8:41. It's starting to get dark, finally. I think we're clear of rain for the rest of the night, but like we were talking about earlier, you just never know.
Yep.
With New England and the state of Massachusetts, literally anything can happen. The temperature could drop, it could rise, it could hail, it could rain.
I don't know if you saw the other day, but this might have been last weekend. It literally, in a span of like 20 seconds, it got super dark, started downpouring, hail everywhere, and then 10 seconds after it happened, it was gone and the sun was out again. And I was just like, what just happened?
You gotta love those little spurts. Like, it makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
I was probably either working or sleeping or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I caught that, but I believe you.
Yep.
There's nothing about the weather here that you could tell me that would shock me, like literally nothing.
Oh, yeah, it could snow tomorrow and I'd be like, yep.
Yeah, sure.
About right.
Yeah, whatever, you know, snow in June, or actually tomorrow will be July.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. The year is more than halfway over. The 4th of July is coming up on Thursday. I will be working the 4th of July. Are you doing anything for it?
I will be working, and then I will be jumping into my cousin's swimming pool.
There you go. Food? Any food?
Oh, food is no doubt.
Good, good. Everyone should eat good food on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. There's not a single holiday I leave my cousin's house without feeling sick to my stomach because I ate so much food.
I mean, that's fantastic. That's what family's for. Yeah, I guess, so we do close a little early, which is nice. Time and a half, which is nice. But I've learned that my uncle, who normally has cookouts, apparently isn't having one this year. So even if I weren't working, I guess my family's having a quiet fourth, you know, which is fine by me because I don't really care about the 4th of July. It's more so like, oh, if my family's around and there's food and there's fireworks, like, you know, go hang out for a little bit.
Well, come on down the Hardy Party and hop in the pool.
Oh, maybe I will. I might have to take you up on that, depending on how late you guys are there.
True.
All right, well, I think we're going to go back to some music, but we'll be back again with our wonderful voices before you know it. Let's see. We are going to start off with a punk song, and then we'll just see where we go from there. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Awesome. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
painting that overlooks the dining room at the house I grew up in. You painted it and it's been gazing out over the table for as long as I remember.
Let's go. your star. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name. I'm sure you that I'd win. Your love of mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your love of mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your love of mine. Even though you know I die for you. Your love of mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God. You know that I've been there. Here I am. Return of the man. Once again. Return of the man. Top of the world. Return of the man. Watch my throne. You know that I've been there. Here I go. So I'm back up in the game. Running things to keep my swine. Letting all the people know. Show. Cause what you did, you know was wrong. And all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your love's on mine. She said she'd never turn on me. Your love's on mine. But you did, but you did. Your love's on mine. All this pain you said I'd never be.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Just played an eclectic group of songs there. I love Return of the Mac. I think it's such a fun song. I think it's just a great song. I just get a kick out of it. So I threw that there at the end. Also because I like to mix up the genres a little bit. You know, I don't want to be confined to a particular sound of like, oh, we only play alternative rock or we only play, you know, whatever. So Return of the Mac. At the beginning of that block of songs, though, I played a Bad Religion song. And one thing that I had not known that you mentioned to me while we were off the air is that you've actually seen Bad Religion live?
Yeah.
I never have.
I saw them with Foo Fighters.
I had no idea they played with Foo Fighters.
Yep. The Wasting Light tour, way back in the day, it was on a whim. I literally was sitting in my high school's auditorium. Like, I think I was practicing with the school band because I had to do a pep rally or something like that. And my dad texted me and was like, do you want to go with your cousin Danny to Foo Fighters tonight? And I was like, yeah. Of course I want to go to that. And it, like, became one of the greatest shows that I've ever been to. It was them. Bad Religion was, like, the direct support. And then the opener was The Joy Formidable, which I never had heard of before.
That's really awesome. So what year was that?
2012, 2011.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I would love to
see...
It was
at The Garden.
Not just Bad Religion, I would also see Foo Fighters live.
Oh, Foo Fighters is... Okay.
Come on, man.